Welcome back. Michael Warren Thomas here. It is For Love of Food on WYSL 1040, 92.1 FM. And watching my garden carefully over the next few days. This cold weather has been a little unnerving with the plants in my garden. Hoping to be able to harvest some spinach and lettuce and some of these things fairly soon. But Mother Nature has other plans with some fairly seriously cold weather still on the way. Monday night, low in Rochester of 28. Last night, I think it was down around 30, 32. So beware what you plant in your garden. Maybe cover things a little bit. I'm going to hedge my bets on my lettuce that I got some transplants, and they've done fine so far with some marginal weather, but Monday night might have to cover them. So if you have some plants in the ground, give them a little extra care over the next few days, and then we'll be hopefully in the clear at that point. One of the things that's been fairly active and growing over the last few months in particular is RochesterFoodNet.com, and I'm one of the collaborators for this this website. Now, a multimedia website, and it includes a bunch of really fabulous writers, broadcasters, podcasters, photographers. It's a great group of people, and worked with a lot of them for many years. You recognize some of the names, or you may have seen them in the bylines, whether it's Kurt Brownell, awesome photographer, worked for City Newspaper and for a number of years, and Adam Wilcox, who was written for City and also Rochester Magazine, the DNC, and the people like Vince Press and Amanda Antonori, who also has written for the DNC, covering restaurants. Chris Clemens, who I mentioned at the end of the previous hour, exploringupstate.com blog, and has done a lot with food, and also one of the key people behind the relaunch of Rochester Food Net. He helped to put this new version of the website together, and a lot of the photography on it, especially of the team members, is the work of Kurt Brownell. And, of course, the photo of him is the photo credit, as I said in a post, should still go to him because he set up that photo and, you know, had the camera on a tripod. And then I think maybe I was the one who actually pushed the shutter down. But the credit is all his for setting that up. And a lot of these were taken at Good Luck. While they were closed, they let us come in and do some photography. And Kurt, professional that he is, had tons of equipment there, really doing some extraordinary photographs there at Good Luck. He does all kinds of commercial photography for businesses all around our region. And, you know, if you haven't worked with a professional, I mean, everyone these days takes pretty good photos with your iPhone and things, but I thought it was fascinating to work with this directly with a professional photographer, just to see what he was thinking in terms of lighting and backdrop and the just the composition in general, and did a phenomenal job. So read about the different team members. Chris Lindstrom from Food About Town. He's won, I think, City Newspaper's Best Podcast, I don't know, 3 years in a row, maybe more than 3 years. And Sean Patrick McKay from SiteHub.com. And then Karen Cross Smith, too. Who is one of the ones, the key people of this team that is writing about how to cook and recipes and things at rochesterfoodnet.com. Also, Vince Press, a longtime writer and public relations person here in our area. All of these are the collaborators for rochesterfoodnet.com. So check it out, and we'll talk some more about some of the recent posts, breakfast sandwiches in particular. But first, someone who does breakfast sandwiches, the only place down just south of Penn Yan, Keuka Lakes East Side, we have Seth Olney with us. Good morning, Seth.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. How's it going?
It's going pretty well. I was asking Petra Page Mann from Fruition Seeds how many feet of snow she had in Naples. How's the snow down just south of Penn Yan?
Well, here in downtown Barrington, we get the rewarding microclimate effect here at Shoreline, but up in my house in the hills of Barrington, it's covered. You could barely see the grass this morning, and it was a very white Mother's Day weekend start.
Excellent. But sunny, that bright sunny day.
Pretty sunny. Clouds are coming in, but yeah, delightful either way. It's always good to be on Keuka no matter what.
Right. So the only place, give us some background on what that is, and you've opened for the season now, right?
Yeah, we're open temporarily. With people kind of still staying in place and practicing good health, the lake community hasn't quite, I think even with the weather, isn't nearly as robust as it normally is. So we do have limited hours. But yeah, the only place on Route 54, kind of halfway between Penn Yan and Hammondsport, we just are opening for our 13th season with limited menus and hours to start. But by, we hope the middle of the week before leading up to Memorial Day, we'll be 7 days a week and have most of our services available. Of course, we are a grocery store. We do food to go. So we're essentially essential and have used it mostly to our advantage to try to feed people who are just looking for something different and to do it in a safe and responsible way and give people more options here along the lake that are getting a little sick of their own cooking.
Well, you could open and only serve the Rachel sandwich, right? I mean, that would be...
Last weekend, we kind of did that, and it's amazing how many Rachels we actually went through. It was a remarkable weekend. We did just our best sellers last week out of the gate. It was pretty much our Rachel potato salad, breakfast sandwiches, and sticky buns, and we ran a couple soup specials, and I made my famous meatloaf, and just those four or five items were very well received.
What is the Rachel for those who haven't tried it?
The Rachel is our delicious sliced deli turkey with Swiss cheese. It's essentially, the Rachel is the better looking sister to the Reuben, to really break it down. So it's deli turkey, Swiss cheese, our homemade coleslaw, and our Thousand Island dressing, the secret sauce, and that all comes on grilled rye.
And again, available for takeout. Do people pre-order, or how does that work?
Yeah, they call ahead, 315-536-5454. We're the only place on 54. And yeah, call ahead, come on over. We're here till 6 tonight. We'll do the weekend thing one more week, probably next. And then I'm hoping around the 20th, 21st, we'll go 7 days a week. But yeah, call ahead, stop by and see us. And we have limited offerings on the grocery side. We're running our pretty sharp pencil right now, so not trying to overwhelm myself with inventory. So a lot of the things that we would normally carry, some dairy products and things we haven't gotten into yet. But yeah, give us a call, and if we can save you a trip or you want to just come on over and order one of our delicious sandwiches, we're here to serve you.
And a lot of the wineries are doing curbside service, so if people are...
Yeah, curbside service and a lot of the purveyors have stepped up where they have had some extra product or are helping companies and businesses transfer into more of a market feel. I know our great friends over Hector Wine Company is one of them. I know Alex and Justin and all that crew there. They have a beautiful setup in their tasting room. Jason Haslett, they have a great setup over there where you can come in and buy your salamis and cheeses and much more bulk grocery store items that they've gotten into to try to you know, make a draw and give people a reason to stop up and, you know, do it in a safe way with, you know, contactless curbside, however the customer deems. You know, we kind of allow the customer to kind of dictate their own health. You know, if they want to call us, we have a wireless credit card machine. We bring it right out. They want to hit the hatch in their car, we put stuff in the back. Credit card payment over the phone if they wish. You know, we're letting people kind of dictate their own health standards and how they want to be served.
And sticky buns, what's the secret to those? Because that's something that you have a big following for.
Yeah, it's something that my grandmother used to make. And when I first started out, I was doing my own dough and things. Now I just buy frozen dough, I'll be totally honest with you. But in the end, it's the sauce that we do make from scratch ourselves. And it's so delicious, you could put it over an old shoe and probably find it edible. So,
No.
Yeah, no, they're just gooey, just gooey, sticky cinnamon buns.
And those available till they run out? Can people, like, call and reserve
Right now
them?
On Saturdays, we're only doing them on Saturdays. Last Saturday we did them, and I probably had 50 or 60 reserved. I went ahead and made 90, and, of course, I probably could have gone through 120 if I wanted to. We sold them all. So very popular, especially on the weekends. Once kind of mid-June and the real season starts, and who knows what that will look like this year, but we do have them available 7 days once we are open for regular service. But Saturdays for now, and they are, yes, they're very tasty and very popular.
All right. And then as part of what you do at the only place, you also service boats and things down at the water, right?
Yeah. We like to say by land, by lake, by beer. And you can come by boat if you're on Cuca Lake. And if you're on, you know, if you're on the tip of the bluff on Cuca, you think about it, you know, where, you know, you've got the, well, no, not even Skyline Trading Post. I think they're just doing food full service. You know, you really have to go all the way back into Penn Yan. It's Friday night. You got a bunch of people coming over, and your propane tank has run out for the grill, or you need mustard and ketchup, or a bag of ice, a couple sandwiches. You can call us up again, hit us up in the kitchen, give us your grocery list, give us your kitchen list, and you pull up to our boat dock. We will drop the goods right into the boat, top it off with some gas, 90 octane ethanol-free gas, if you wish, and shove off for the day. We like to think of ourselves as a real lifestyle store, and we want people to stay on Cuca Lake as much as possible. You know, these folks are coming from a long way. They're spending anywhere from $2,000 to maybe over $5,000-$6,000 a week to be here. Their time is very valuable, and every moment you can maximize on Cuca is that much more precious, and we want to make sure they stick around and enjoy the lake as best possible.
And what is it that you love about Cuca Lake so much? You know, what grabs you?
It's pretty innate to me. I'm seventh generation here, growing up in Barrington. I am actually the seventh generation of the home I currently live in. My family's been on the same property for over 200 years. I'm very proud of that history. So to me, Cuca runs right through me. It's just a place that I have touted, promoted early on. Going to college, I thought I was going to be like a Chamber of Commerce, maybe a Jim Treeseis type person and lobby perhaps on behalf of somewhere in the hospitality industry. And when the opportunity to buy what was then Froggy's in 2006 came up, I saw it as an opportunity to continue my entrepreneurial spirit that my family has had, having my father, Nate Olney's a well-known excavator in the area. Of course, my other family business is Knapp & Schlappy Lumber in Penn Yan, and my brother is one of the three owners there. He's actually third generation owner of that business. So having a business that involved Cuca and to be here and kind of create a platform where people can come and share, create friendships and do all the things they love around Cuca Lake to promote all of that was a dream come true for me.
The only place is east side of Cuca Lake, just south of Penn Yan. And
the way the addresses actually work, it's kind of funny. A lot of people don't know a little quirky thing about they used to use all the addresses kind of as an odometer, as a number. Now coming out of Penn Yan, it's the only stretch of road that still has the old school number system. Everyone else is kind of converted to the fire emergency number system. But we are at 823 East Lake Road, which puts us about 8.25 miles south of the Penn Yan town line.
Excellent. Beautiful springtime, the lush green white snow again is dissipating, but that lush green of the flowers, the wild cherries are blooming, the shad service berries are blooming. It's a beautiful time.
Mother's Day weekend tomorrow. My mother's birthday is this week. My mother always, as kids, she would always remark on May green. And May green just kind of always sticks out. I have this beautiful silver maple that's coming into full bloom this week, and it just has that May green look to it. I always think of her when I see that.
Yeah, and you did a pop up at the FLX with Christopher Bates.
Chris and Isabel, they've been so kind to us over the years. This was going back. I think this was our third or fourth year doing it with them, but. We bring our whole setup to them and take our best sellers, potato salad, Rachel, of course, and then we did a gourmet sticky bun, which included walnuts and bacon bits and ice cream, and they allow us to kind of freeform a little more and jazz it up a little bit. But the Wienery going in their sixth now anniversary, I believe even this end of this month, I believe it would be their six-year anniversary.
May 22nd, yeah.
What Chris and Isabel have brought to the region is just nothing shy of remarkable. I'm so thankful for their friendship and their willingness to go out and really take a chance on the region, and they've done nothing less than be absolute successes with all of their now ventures they're working on, and we all look forward to their expansion into Corning, and of course FLX Frybird, FLX Provisions, FLX Table. It's just a brand that they're just titans of the hospitality industry.
Yeah, and these blind tasting boxes, cases, I interviewed Christopher last Sunday about it on the wine show. That's going to take over his business, I think.
I watch him on Instagram, and I'm just like, I text him about the second or third. I said, this is a really great thing you're doing, you know, for people like myself. That now, of course, Chris is a great friend and has always been very vocal in sharing his knowledge and wealth, and gives you tasting notes that you just can't even describe and you would have never thought of on your own. But of course, that's why he's the master sommelier is. But this program he's got with the wine and the tasting bottles and all, it's a really great idea. And it just goes to show how entrepreneurs and how really creative people are expanding their horizons and trying to adapt to this new business and hospitality environment that we're in.
Yeah, well, again, I mentioned that partly just to give people a sense of the collaborative atmosphere in the Finger Lakes among the wineries, but also, you know, among the restaurants. I mean, I guess, you know, some people might
see a lot of cross marketing, through a lot of businesses. You know, whether it's if I'm you know, our lunch special yesterday was Bolognese. If I can throw in a bottle of Finger Lakes red wine, I mean, anything I can do to cross promote other businesses, and everybody's kind of that way when it comes to breweries. You know, you've got around the corner catering, Jane Russell and Tyler LaCroix, they're doing pop-up kitchens over at Steuben Brewing, and what Chad Zamar and that whole crew is doing on the other side of Cuca here is just been a dream come true. We're so fortunate to have all these really great talents coming together and finding ways to provide and again, do it in a safe manner and get everybody together and give us all the things we're craving, even in times like this.
Well, and since you opened, the only place there, the expansion of breweries has been tremendous, and you kind of have a curated selection.
You look back 12, 13 years ago when we first got open, and who wasn't around, and now you look back and you almost can't even imagine a world where you didn't have, you know, the Wieneries and the Hector Wine Companies of the world, and of course, Ben and all these other Climbing Vines, these places that have got going in that time frame. It's a totally different landscape, and it's a place that I have dreamed about growing up and helping build, and to do it with all these really great people has been really fun.
Yeah. Well, again, your schedule right now, open weekends this weekend, and what's the schedule going forward at this point?
We're just Friday, Saturday for this weekend and next, and then we'll look, I'm hoping by the 21st, we'll get through this first phase of the phase out of hopefully the standing in place and quarantine. I know we'll start with construction and most retail manufacturing on the 15th. Then going into June and mid-June, we hope to be hitting full stride and at least to have outdoor capacity for on-premise consumption. But going back to your question, I'm looking for May 21st, that Thursday, I'm hoping to go with 7-day service. And at that point, we'll be open at 7 a.m., 7 days a week, and at least open until 7 p.m., 8 p.m., you know, and those hours increasing as the season continues. And by 4th of July, we're pretty much kind of 7 to 8, 7 to 9, 7 days a week.
And we should reach 70 by the 4th of July, I'm thinking, right? You know.
Yeah, that's the rumor. if you look at the 10-day, if you believe the 10-day, we could hit it before the 8th or the 4th of June, but that's a little wishful thinking considering what I woke up to this weekend.
All right. Well, it changes quickly, so that certainly is possible. And thank you for taking a minute on a busy Saturday, Seth. And again, at least at this moment, there are still sticky buns available.
There are sticky buns available. I've got probably another dozen. Speaking of which, before I came out and took this call, I was on the phone with my great buddy, Nate Kendall, Nathan K. Winery. He's on his way over for a half a dozen. So if you want to spot a winemaking celebrity in the midst, you can come over and see Nate. And, yeah, we got a couple more, dozen more to go. I'm sure we'll sell out of them. But if you want to reserve, again, 315-536-5454, give us a buzz. And if not, I got a little bolognese left. We got some great chicken noodle soup on. It's going to be a nice day. We're just sipping some coffee, looking at the lake, and enjoying it.
Great. Thank you, Seth. Have a wonderful
Michael,
weekend, and happy Mother's Day to your mother.
Thank
Thanks.
You so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Seth Olney, O-L-N-E-Y. And it is also the only place on Cuca Lake, O-L-N-E-Y, if you want to look it up. And in the east side of Cuca Lake, wineries like McGregor and Ravines and Cuca Spring Vineyards, there's some wonderful wineries along there. Domaine Le Sueur, we just enjoyed the Domaine Le Sueur Dry Rosé just a couple nights ago. And actually opened that one to watch Julia and Julia, the movie about Julia Child. And Meryl Streep plays Julia Child and just does an amazing job of that. Love her character in that, the way she plays Julia Child. So that, again, the dry rosés are out in one option is a called FLX Collaboration Case, and there are 12 wines from 12 different wineries in this case, and it goes exactly to what I was talking about with Seth about collaboration within the Finger Lakes. This, as far as I know, hasn't been done any other wine region in the world where 12 wineries each contribute a wine, and you get a case with all 12 of them. It's available at Zugabee Vineyards. They're the ones that are handling the cases, so and you know, putting them together. So you go to ZugabeeVineyards.com. You can order this FLX collaboration case, and if you want a pretty cool gift for Mother's Day, you could go pick it up today at Zugabee. Call ahead, make sure, but. ZugabeeVineyards.com. It's $190 for the case. It's 12 wines. That's like $12 a bottle. It's a great bargain. And these are tremendous dry rosés. And it's it makes it feel like spring, even if it doesn't look like spring. At least this morning out, these dry rosés are great food wines. So again, ZugabeeVineyards.com if you want to get this FLX collaboration case of dry rosés, 12 different wineries, and it's available, I don't know, probably for next few months, I would imagine. It's not just, for Mother's Day, but should be available for a little while. But don't wait. Some of these will run out. Not all the wineries make a lot of dry rosé, and right now 12 of them available. The phone number here, 585-346-3000. We'll take a quick break. Be back afterwards from our sponsors on WYSL 1040. Not zucchini, fettuccine, bulgur wheat, but a big warm bun and a huge hunk of meat. Cheeseburger in paradise. Have it all over the onion slice. Not too particular, not too precise. I'm just a cheeseburger in paradise. Welcome back. Mike Oren Thomas here with the sponsors of Fort Love of Food. Those include Lombardi's Gourmet Foods there in Fairport, just north of the railroad tracks. And like many of the small markets, you know, smaller places, smaller grocery stores around our region, they've got tons of things in their great selection. and some wonderful people. And you can go to LombardisGourmet.com. They also ship gift baskets if you want to send someone a variety of foods and things to just bolster their spirits. Look it up online, LombardisGourmet.com, or stop in and see them. Open Monday through Saturday, and just north of the railroad tracks, with about 300 kinds of pasta, tons of cheeses and prosciutto and olive oils from around the world, everything to cook with and set your table as well. It's LombardisGourmet.com. And Max of Eastman Place, Aunt Rosie's, Max Chop House, all three of Tony Galassi's restaurants are doing takeout and some fantastic-looking meals. You should consider getting extra meals, order a few extra to put in the freezer, and enjoy some locally made food with some great chefs. Seth Ryder Lindahl, the executive chef at Aunt Rosie's, very often posting things on Facebook. If you want to find out what they're making, what's on the menu, follow them on Facebook. And Aunt Rosie's, Max Chop House, and Max of Eastman Place. You can find them all online, maxrochesterny.com, with some cool photography there, maxrochesterny.com. Also brought to you by Herd Orchards, and they have sold out their Mother's Day baskets and boxes, but they'll be doing something similar for Father's Day, I think, and they also have frozen pies that are available, and so you can go to herdorchards.com and check into ordering. They also are shipping their jams, jellies, and preserves. Again, a nice way to send just a kind of a reminder to someone that you're thinking about them. Beautifully packaged, delicious jams, jellies, and preserves. They don't use as much sugar as a lot of places seem to, and they are just phenomenal flavors. Local fruits, they're a fruit farm for over 200 years. HerdOrchards.com, Route 104, just west of Brockport. And Fox Run Vineyards, Anthony Road Wine Company, are just south of Geneva on Route 14. They are both open 7 days a week with curbside service, and also are shipping wine, and you'll get some delicious reds and whites, dessert wines. Fox Run does a sparkling wine. Anthony Road has added a forced carbonation bubbly, delicious sparkling wine. So check out their websites, foxrunvineyards.com, anthonyroadwine.com. And if you want them shipped, or if you maybe do curbside pickup, get some from both wineries. They're only about 2 miles apart. That's Fox Run Vineyards and Anthony Road Wine Company. When you call and visit our sponsors, tell them you heard about it here on For the Love of Food. Apple peaches, pumpkin pie. Welcome back. Michael Warren Thomas here. It's For the Love of Food on WYSL 1040, 92.1 FM. And there is no Brighton Farmers Market for now, although they're looking at reopening the market with a different format in a couple of weeks, where it would be pre-order and pickup. And you can follow that at brightonfarmersmarket.org if you want to see what their plans are. And as things go forward here, we'll know more in a couple of weeks. I think they're waiting somewhat to see what happens with the shutdown and reopening, and how things are progressing in general. I think fairly consistently this morning and over the last few weeks, the people that I've interviewed, the businesses that we've talked to, are fully on board with people wearing masks and encouraging their customers to do so. I was at Mayor's Paint and Hardware, and they had a sign on their door, please wear your mask. Again, this is to protect other people. I think we're going to see even more evidence of how important this is in the near future. Just in the news the last couple of days, one of the personal valets to President Trump, the press secretary to Vice President Pence, both have tested positive for the COVID virus now. At least from the photos I saw, the press secretary, she was not wearing a mask. The respect for that it shows other people when you wear a mask is one of the reasons that you should do it, but also because it works. It works in other countries around the world, and we are no different. This is the same virus. We can use some of the same methods to help knock down the infection rate and allow us to get back to work sooner. It's that simple. It would be helpful if our leaders advocated wearing masks and wore them, that would maybe convince some of the people who think that it's just a power move by government to make you wear a mask. It's if you believe scientists, and I don't mean the two or three doctors that they've found who are not epidemiologists, but are doctors who, one in Bakersfield, one other one I read about fairly recently. You know, they're saying this is all overblown, and don't need to wear a mask, don't need to do the social distancing, it's you got to listen to the bulk of the scientists on this and see where it's working in other parts of the world. Wearing a mask is really not a big deal. It's not fun. It's not, I wouldn't choose to do it in other circumstances, of course, but to knock the infection rate down, to get us to a point where we can control this virus more, wear a mask, make one, decorate one, get a simple one, whatever. But show respect to other people by wearing that. They may, and you can't tell whether someone else is potentially, taking medicine or is immunocompromised, has other health issues that make them far more likely to get the virus and have serious consequences from that. You might say, well, they should just stay home. Well, yes, but maybe they can't. Maybe there's no one else to go to the grocery store for them. Maybe there's no one else to fix their toilet for them. There's a lot of reasons. We need to give people the benefit of the doubt, wear the mask, that, again, shows other people respect, and it protects you a little bit, but more importantly, it protects other people. Today, instead of the Brighton Farmers Market, some of the vendors have been doing a Newberry and Friends Market, starts at 11, goes till 3 o'clock today at Newberry Park Pastries, and this is on Mushroom Boulevard. I've been going over there a couple times over the last several weeks. The vendors are wearing masks, the customers are wearing masks, and the vendors are kind of spread out, which is helpful. Felon's Family Farm, they're going to have fresh radishes, and their nasturtiums are beginning to bloom a lot in the greenhouse, so those are colorful. Kurt Foreman is bringing eggs, including duck eggs, which I got some of last week. A number of other vendors. They're, again, at Newberry Park Pastries today on Mushroom Boulevard. Newberry Park Pastries does pot pies. Kate Schlenker has done those for years, and those are fabulous. Especially love her Penang pot pie. So again, Newbury and Friends Market today, 11 to 3, 205 Mushroom Boulevard. That's Genesee Regional Market in Henrietta. That is off of Clay Road, not far from Lori's Natural Foods, but kind of the opposite way on Clay Road, off Clay Road. And as I've said before, it's ironic she's on Mushroom Boulevard because she's allergic to mushrooms, but does some fantastic pot pies. If you know of things like this happening and some of the creative ways small businesses are marketing, email me, michael@saverlife.com, and love to hear about those examples. And this past week on rochesterfoodnet.com, which I mentioned earlier, Chris Clemens posted a kind of overview of breakfast sandwiches, and I've been doing these once a month. Previously, starting in January, they were out at restaurants, you know, and we would go on our own and order a breakfast sandwich and write it up, and then Chris Clemens of Exploring Upstate and Rochester Food Net would kind of put all this together into an article about and reviews of these breakfast sandwiches. We started out with the Village Bakery and Cafe. You can go to Rochester Food Net and read about their breakfast sandwiches. I sort of had fun with the rating system because it's anything but exact. It's from, you know, like 1 to 5. And so each month, the rating that I post usually has 3 or 4 decimal points. 4.375. So trying to have some fun with this. And I'm the only one of the collaborators that does that, which drives Chris crazy in terms of, you know, comparing the ratings or coming up with an average rating for that breakfast sandwich. But so the Village Bakery and Cafe, you can read about them. Also Fisher Station, we went there. Tree Town Cafe, which is doing a small market. They're one of those businesses, restaurants, that has added a market to help out their customers and other customers who are looking for food and, you know, things other than what the restaurant carried. They have some tents set up in front in their parking lot and are offering a lot more goods, sort of grocery items, than they would normally. That's Tree Town Cafe. That's on Penfield, old Penfield Road. And I was out that way just yesterday. I noticed that Gentle's Market is now open. So they have opened for the season. And so this month, you know, there are not that many breakfast sandwiches that you can go out and get. For April, this past month. And so each of the collaborators built their own breakfast sandwich. And I got to say, some of them were a lot cheaper than what we found at restaurants, and some of them were a lot more expensive than what we found at restaurants. Quite a range in what people built as far as breakfast sandwiches. But couldn't resist using a duck egg from Kurt Foreman. I haven't cooked with duck eggs at all since some time at the Genesee Country Village and Museum as a pioneer family. We had duck eggs there, and well, that was, you know, 15 years ago. So, you know, I should have looked up a little more information on how to do it. I guess I wasn't prepared for how big the yolk was. The yolk on a duck egg, at least ours, was about the size of a small regular egg. How do you cook it? And of course, these are really fresh eggs. And if you're used to getting eggs for 99 cents a dozen at the grocery store, I would say you'd have lots of fun getting a dozen just regular chicken eggs from Kurt Foreman or another local farmer, and, you know, crack those eggs next to each other in a frying pan, and you'll see this orange, plump, just, you know, radically different yolk, and whites also look different, different texture to them. than the factory farmed chicken egg, which is generally not very yellow, kind of just limp and runny, and you know, just totally different. I mean, it's really kind of striking. It's one of the most striking differences I think that you can see between fresh, locally grown, you know, pasture raised, free range. Any, you know, you compare, you know, grass fed beef with factory farmed beef. It's going to taste a lot different, but it's, you know, and if you're good at telling the marbling and things, maybe you can see the difference. But there's something about these eggs that is just so different, and you know, it's what you can't see are the nutrients and the things that are you know, it just looks so much healthier in this plump, almost orange yolk from the local eggs. So I made mine with a duck egg, and my daughter made some sourdough bread, which was. It is probably the best bread that I'll have on any breakfast sandwich. And then use some East Hill Creamery cheese, their raclette style cheese. Underpass is the name of it. We interviewed Betty Burley last weekend on the show, on the food show, and you can check out her interview. Go to saverlife.com. And look under For the Love of Food. You can listen to Betty Burley and East Hill Creamery, which, by the way, has a vending machine of cheese out front. So you can get cheese 24/7 right at East Hill Creamery, which is a fun idea. But so I used that cheese, and I actually melted it in the pan because I was trying to photograph this, which, you know, someone like Kurt Brownell, who's photographed lots of food, knows this. It's hard to get all the pieces together cooked at the same time, taking photographs and then, you know, and assembling this. And so it looks better than it tasted, in the sense that I didn't have it all hot at the same time. And so I melted the cheese in the pan, and then couldn't get some of it out of the pan initially. Went back and scraped it out, and there were these crispy pieces of cooked cheese that were fabulous, and actually they make that at East Hill Creamery. They do some cheese crisps that you should try some of those. Really crumbled on something or just as a snack, they are really good. So that was left over in the pan, but the melted cheese, the duck egg, which was not gamey at all. Some people asked me, you know, was the duck egg, you know, did it taste stronger, you know, and than a chicken egg, and didn't taste any different at all. But it was hard to cook that yolk. It was so tall. It was like an inch high, and I don't know how much you should cook it. I mean, I should have done a bunch of research online. So I still have a couple duck eggs from Kurt. And I'm going to go back and research this and see if I can cook it. So I want to make sure I had it done enough. You know, I didn't want to be eating raw eggs right now. I mentioned a few weeks ago I'd given up raw cookie dough that was made with eggs, which I've eaten raw cookie dough for, I don't know, the last 50 years probably. But... you know, I just didn't want to risk getting salmonella, which the risk is very small, but it didn't seem like a good time to have that kind of issue and potentially need to go to the hospital. So I've given up raw cookie dough. So I was a little worried just getting that duck egg cooked enough. In the end, I flipped it over, and, you know, that kind of ruined the picture because the yolk didn't look the same. But anyway, it was fun to cook. And fun to assemble my own breakfast sandwich. And the highlight of it for me was the greens. You know, and it makes it colorful, but also I wanted some tasty greens, things with some bite, with some flavor. And so I went out in the garden, foraged some dandelions and chickweed and dead nettle. some chives, just a bunch of things that were growing out in my garden that I knew were edible. Sauteed them, and that was a really good addition to the sandwich. And they were free, so my breakfast sandwich I think was one of the least expensive of these breakfast sandwiches, given the bread was homemade. The egg only cost me $1, and the cheese, I don't know, 30 cents, and again, a pretty inexpensive breakfast sandwich. So you can read about mine as well as, and see photos of it, as well as all these others from the Rochester Food Net team, and see what you think. Maybe you get some ideas from it. Maybe you'll have some fun coming up with your own and posting it. And part of it's based on what's available, you know, and I'm not going to the store very often. So, you know, you cook with what you have. And mine was really delicious. I would make that again. So send us your ideas. Go to rochesterfoodnet.com. And but also we had someone post a kind of a sarcastic takedown of our breakfast sandwiches. So if you have fun reading that kind of thing, I think Chris Clemens put it up, and you can read about someone's glasses half empty point of view of our breakfast sandwiches, which is fine with me. I liked mine. I would have loved to taste the others. And they're also, I think, Rochester Food Net has done a pretty good job, and especially Chris, in putting together these breakfast sandwiches, these reviews of breakfast sandwiches, that we're not a bunch of food snobs. We are just people that generally love food, and that includes things like American cheese and weeds from the garden, and you know, so in some cases, mass-produced things which they are consumed by the vast majority of people. So, I sort of got the sense that this sarcastic review really wanted us to be, you know, the food snobs who would only do certain things and only do them with the exact right ingredients and only cook them the exact right way. And, you know, you just can't do that right now, for one thing. And there's plenty of that to read online of, you know, food snobs and you know, plenty of articles and even more postings about that. And I think I like the angle that Rochester Food Net takes of not being a food snob and just, you know, if we want to review root beer, then we can do that. We don't need to only review the dry white wines of Europe and California. I mean, you know, and Rieslings of the Finger Lakes. We can talk about Concord wines and French American hybrids, and you know, there's too much food snobbery out there already. So, but I'd love to hear your reactions to the breakfast sandwich articles. Post your comments, rochesterfoodnet.com. We'll take a quick break. Be back afterwards from our sponsors here on WYSL 1040. Welcome back. Michael Warren Thomas here with the sponsors of Fort Love of Food. Those include Captain Jim's Seafood Market, which reopened about 2 weeks ago and is doing curbside service. So it's my favorite fried fish in town. And It's truly amazing how many restaurants post fried fish on Fridays. That's all everyone eats on Fridays, I guess. But Captain Jim's has it Tuesday through Saturday, and it's delicious. But they also do baked salmon and fried smelts and some fabulous shrimp, all kinds of great seafood. So you know, if you struggle to cook your own, get some tips from them. Ask them while you're on the phone with them. And they can give you some ideas, or maybe have them do the scallops or the shrimp for you, and you can pick it up. It's Captain Jim's Seafood Market, East Main at Winton. And again, call in advance to place your order. And right around the corner, Mayor's Hardware, they have both a curbside pickup entrance and then also one where they ask you to wear a mask if you want to go in and pick up something. They ask you not to do a lot of browsing. You know, this is the time to kind of go in, get what you need, ask your question, and get back out, just so that it doesn't get too crowded with people doing their spring projects. So mayorhardware.com, the corner of Winton and Blossom. Also brought to you by Dr. Constantine Frank. Wonderful Wine Cellars. They are on Cuca Lake, just above Hammondsport, and beautiful view as you look out. You can do a curbside pickup there. They can ship to you. And you should take this opportunity to read the biography of Dr. Frank. Have that shipped along with the wine. Fascinating biography. It's drfrankwines.com to get more information. And also brought to you by Rohrbach Brewing Company. They have two locations, both doing takeout. And you can go to the beer hall on Railroad Street by the Public Market, the Brew Pub on Buffalo Road, just west of Manitow. Go to Rohrbach.com to check the menus. Pick up a four-pack of beer while you're there, or several four-packs. Maybe the new Griddle Cakes, maybe the Red Wings Ale, maybe a Space Kitty. Again, go to Rohrbach.com and get more information. Ristorante Lucano, they are doing takeout Tuesday through Saturday. And some delicious, truly Italian food. Again, freeze a few extra dishes and have those for some future meals. Get some Italian wine while you're there. They have one of the best selections of Italian wine around. That's all they have is Italian wines, except for one from the Finger Lakes. So get a bottle or two of Italian wine to enjoy with that Italian food. It's not Italian-American, but more truly Italian. Joanne and Chuck Formosa celebrating 20 years this November at Ristorante Lucano. It's ristorantelucano.com. And Knapp Winery and Vineyard Restaurant, they have the winery open 7 days a week, shipping and curbside pickup. And they have some unusual things, including limoncello and lemoncello, fortified wines, because they have a small distillery there too, as well as gorgeous dry reds. Had their Cabernet Franc recently. It's knappwine.com, K-N-A-P-P, west side of Cayuga Lake. When you call and visit our sponsors, tell them you heard about it here on Ford Love of Food.
Emporia Smooth, what is a more handsome? Come swallow or chew, still worth the game's ransom. What is it we dream about? What brings on a song?
Welcome back. Michael Warren Thomas here. It's Ford Love of Food on WYSL 1040, 92.1 FM. And if you heard me mention those blind tasting cases from FLX Provisions, this is Christopher Bates and Isabel Bogacki. They have FLX Table in Geneva and FLX Wienery. The Wienery is closed. The FLX Table is closed, but FLX Freibird is open for curbside takeout. And FLX Provisions, they are rebottling wines from around the world into 6-ounce bottles and then putting a number label on them. And they'll ship you, or you can pick up these mixed cases. They come in flights of six. So you get 6 or 12 or 24 or probably get 48 if you want. They're about $12 each per 6-ounce bottle. So it's like a glass of wine. But These are fascinating wines, and you so all you get are these bottles with these numbers on them, and then you go online to FLX Provisions to see what's in these bottles. So you can do that after you taste, after you write your tasty notes and try to figure out what they are. Good luck with that. It is a very humbling experience, but a blast to do if you don't take it too seriously. We did it with our family this last week. I think we'll do it again tomorrow for Mother's Day. And we just opened five of these bottles and five people, and there's 6 ounces in each of them. So in the end, each of us had a glass of wine, but we had five different wines from five different parts of the world. And it was fun to just sort of think more about what you're tasting. When you see the label, it's easy to make a lot of assumptions. And when it's a blind tasting, it is it's wide open. You know, where in the world that wine could be or what it is. So, again, cool idea from Christopher Bates and Isabel. It's FLX Provisions. You can order these. And I'll bet they're going to sell a lot of these to people who are studying to be sommeliers, but also just the general public, because we can taste even more wine and learn a lot about it and have some fun in the meantime. So, again, the interview with him describing that is at SaverLife.com under the grapevine from last weekend, if you want to listen to Master Sommelier Christopher Bates. We'll be back in the next hour with Discover the Finger Lakes. Michael Warren Thomas here on WYSL 1040.